Today, we're making our annual summer visit to the program archives, and during this second hour of With Heart and Voice, we'll hear music by Peter Halleck, Virgil Thompson, Max Reger, and Claudio Monteverdi. Here's Richard Gladwell to tell us about our next selection.
Samuel Sebastian Wesley, born in London, England, was an imposing force on the music of the Church of England, but yet he led a very turbulent career as a church musician. Wherever he worked, he seemed to be always at odds with the clergy. The state of things, he once declared, is the natural result of such an anomaly as that of one professional calling being wholly surprised by another, viz. Namely, musicians by clergymen. He led this lifelong crusade to improve matters right up until his death in 1876. S.S. Wesley held organ positions in many parish churches, including Leeds Parish Church, but it was in the various cathedrals that he made his mark, organist of Exeter, Hereford, Winchester, and finally Gloucester Cathedrals, until his death. His choral music is well known, but his organ music is perhaps less so. So we're going to start off the program with John Scott Whiteley playing the Introduction and Fugue in C-sharp minor on the York Minster organ.
Thank you.
The Introduction and Fugue in C-sharp minor by S.S. Wesley, played by John Scott Whiteley on the organ of York Minster. Samuel Sebastian Wesley was the illegitimate son of the organist and composer Samuel Wesley and his housemaid Sarah Souttar. He was named Samuel Sebastian after his father's hero, Johann Sebastian Bach. He was accepted as a boy chorister in the Chapel Royal at St. James's Palace under William Hawes. S.S. Wesley considered his best work to be his 12 anthems, and from this 12 we're going to hear Trust Ye in the Lord Forever, For in the Lord Jehovah is Everlasting Strength. This time we're going to hear the York Minster Choir, directed by Philip Moore, with John Scott Whiteley again at the organ. And that was one of the 12 anthems by Samuel Sebastian Wesley, Trust Ye the Lord, sung by the choir of York Minster, and you are listening to With Heart and Voice. From York we go to Harvard University to hear the chapel choir sing three numbers, the first by Peter Halleck, former director of music for St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, Washington, although I believe he still directs the Compline Choir. The Lord is my light, the text from Psalm 27, Psalms 27, 139 and 63. The second piece needs little or no introduction and is My Shepherd Will Supply My Need by Virgil Thompson. The third is perhaps less known and is by John C. Hodgson. Ecce Sacerdus Magnus, Behold a Mighty Priest. The choir is directed by Mary Forbes Somerville.
Thank you.
John Hodgson's Ecce Sacerdos Magnus was sung by the Harvard University Choir, directed by Murray Forbes Somerville. Before that, they sang My Shepherd Will Supply My Need by Virgil Thompson and The Lord Is My Light by Peter Halleck. Today we're making another visit to the With Heart and Voice program archives to hear a program originally broadcast in April 2001. Coming up, we'll hear Claudio Monteverdi's Dixit Dominus and a Te Deum by Herbert Sumption. I'm Peter Dubois, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice.
An instrumental intermission now, and this aria, Opus 103A, by the German organist-composer Max Reger, who dedicated the work to his contemporary, the cellist and teacher, Julius Klengel. Barbara Thiem, who plays the cello on this recording, studied with Janosch Daka at Indiana University, and the organist Robert Cavara is professor of organ and harpsichord at Colorado University. And they pair up in this aria for cello and organ by Max Reger.
Thank you.
Music for cello and organ by Max Reger, aria opus 103A, was played by cellist Barbara Thiem and the organ accompaniment by Robert Cavara. Yet to come, a Te Deum by Herbert Sumption and the closing organ prelude in classic style by Gordon Young. But now to music of Claudio Monteverdi and from the Vespers of Santa Barbara, the patron saint of the Gonzaga family, the employers of Monteverdi. Now, the story behind Santa Barbara, as Graham Dix puts it in his notes, is that she was the patron saint of the Gonzaga family, and the basilica within the grounds of the palace was dedicated to her. Because of her rare beauty, Barbara was imprisoned in a tower during her father's absence. She was converted to Christianity and asked the builders to add another window in honor of the Trinity. Eventually, she was martyred on account of her Christian faith. The Feast of Santa Barbara was celebrated on December the 4th. Here from the Vespers, the 16 will sing the Vesper Psalm, Dixit Dominus, the Lord said unto my Lord. Harry Christophers conducts.
Thank you.
16 choir and orchestra in that performance of the Dixit Dominus from the Vespers of Santa Barbara by Claudio Monteverde. You are listening to His Heart and Voice. Herbert Sumption was, for 40 years, the organist of Gloucester Cathedral and director of music at Cheltenham Ladies' College. Sumption was an articled pupil of Herbert Brewer and succeeded him as the organist of Gloucester Cathedral. He wrote both organ and choral music, much of it now published. Donald Hunt, the former organist and master of choristers of Worcester Cathedral, was an articled pupil of Herbert Sumption at Gloucester, and they became extremely good friends. I've chosen that recording for his Te Deum Laudamus, We Praise Thee, O God. This is the choir of Worcester Cathedral under Donald Hunt.
Thank you.
A setting of the Te Deum by Herbert Sumption, sung by the choir of Worcester Cathedral under their past director, Donald Hunt. We close the programme with organ music by Gordon Young, his prelude in classic style. Young is an American composer who studied at the Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas, a pupil of Bonnet. His major organ position was at First Presbyterian Church in Detroit. Here now is Simon Lindley at the organ of Leeds Town Hall.
Thank you.
The Nunc Dimittis in D by Leo Sowerby. Dale Ottoman led the Cathedral Schola of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. David Fishburne played the organ. And before that, we heard Gordon Young's Prelude in Classic Style, played by Simon Lindley on the Leeds Town Hall organ. Thank you for joining me for this special exploration of the With Heart and Voice archives. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Richard Gladwell in this program from April 2001. All of the selections on today's program are from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information and listen to the show on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And we hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.